We have. Evil will overcome us. Last night was a heartbreaking night. Everybody's heart was heavy. But I have found in my life, during the times of greatest persecution, during the times of greatest sadness and pain, the only place of refuge is the Lord. That's it. That throne room is a place that we as believers should run to, and there's no better mechanism by which we can arrive into that throne room than by praise and worship. Last night, Jonathan led us in praise and worship, and the anointing of God was upon him to lead us into the throne room of the Lord, where even in the midst of turmoil and trouble, we found peace and the joy that comes with basking in the light of his presence. And so we're going to pray this day as well, that the same anointing that began this day on Friday evening on Erev Shabbat would continue, that we might find our way into the presence of God. Jonathan, if you would come up here and lead us into the throne room this day. Thank you, Father, for my brother and for the gift of worship that you have given him. It is not just the instrument through which that worship is accomplished. It is more the soul that desires to reside in your presence. I pray, Lord God, that you strengthen him this day and that you anoint him as the worship leaders in the temple, Lord, that he would lead us, blaze a trail, and open up the doors of heaven, that we might find the peace of your presence on this day, that we might worship and give you thanks even in the midst of the death of this world, that we would find life. Thank you. In your presence. Yes. In Yeshua's holy and precious name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thanks, bro. I did, but thought I'd wear another pair. Okay, yeah, they're mine.
Yeah.
Can we begin with the Shema? Please stand. I know, and maybe come a little bit closer. Can you get a little closer? Just a little bit? Like all those in the back that are looking away when I'm talking to you? Yeah, come right up in front here. Yeah, I need, yeah, and you're who's dancing? Hang on a minute, we're doing the Shema. And yeah, please come forward. We're going to start with the Shema, and then we're going to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto. Leolam Vaed. Hero Israel. Hero Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. The Lord our God, the Lord, Lord, the Lord of war, the Lord, the Lord. The Lord is one God, one faith, one people. Lord, we stand before you as part of a family, your family, Lord, seeking your peace for your nation. So we pray, we seek, we need, we desire your peace.
for your Jerusalem.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they who love thee prosper. May there be peace within your walls and prosperity within your palaces, Lord. Pedid por la paz de Jerusalén. Los que te aman prospere y haya paz dentro de la ciudad y prosperidad en tus palacios.
Yes, Lord, the skies seem to get darker and darker each day when we look at Israel, when we look at Jerusalem. May we see her through your eyes. When we look at the Jewish people, may we see them through your heart. And Lord, when we see each other, may we see with your grace and your forgiveness. And help us, Lord, to see ourselves the way you see us. So for the sake of my friends, my brothers, my family, my congregation,
pedí por la paz de Jerusalén. Los que te aman prospere y haya paz dentro de la ciudad y prosperidad en tus palacios. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will pray for your peace. For the sake of the house of our God, we will seek, your good. Pray. For the peace of Jerusalem. May they who love thee prosper. May there be peace within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. May there be peace. Que haya paz, Abba. May there be peace, Lord. May there be
Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, seek the peace of Jerusalem. And the whole congregation said, will the dancers please come on up here? There's plenty of room for you right here. And I want all those people that are looking away now are going to join you in this one.
Ay, 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 Zion. Ah, Zion. Elio, hallowed Tishali, Lishlom, Lishlom Asirai Gigi.
I love that part. Are you ready to go? Only three of you? Grab the piece. Come on. Come on, y'all. Hep, hep, yeah, yeah.
Hep, 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 hep.
I Zion, 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 Halo Tishali, Halo Tishali, Lishlom Asirai. Zion, 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 Halo Tishali, Halo Tishali, Lishlom Asirai. Ay, 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 Zion, ay, 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 Zion, Halo Tishali, Lishlom Asirai. Ay, 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 Zion, no, 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 ay, 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 Zion. Halo Tishali, Shlom Asirai. Ay, 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 Zion, ay, 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 Zion. Halo Tishali, Shlom Asirai. Hi, Zion, 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 Halo Tishali, Halo Tishali, Lishlom Asirai. Zion, 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 Halo Tishali, Halo Tishali, Lishlom Asirai. Ay, 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 Zion, ay, 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 Zion, Halo Tishali, Lishlom Asirai. Ay, 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 Zion, no, 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 ay, 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 Zion, Halo Tishali, Lishlom Asirai. Ay, 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 Zion, ay, 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 Zion, Halo Tishali, Lishlom Asirai. Ay, santo, santo, santo eres tú, Señor. There is no one like you in the heavens or the earth. Thank you for the freedom to dance, the freedom to pray, the freedom to be here in this place. Thank you, Lord, for your beautiful liturgy, your beautiful Torah, your beautiful music, but mostly your beautiful heart.
Israel, Israel, Be'etat Hashem, Be'ezrav, Magen Amhum. Israel, Israel, Be'etat Hashem, Be'ezrav, Magen Amhum. Israel, 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 Be'etat Hashem, Israel, 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 Ye'ezrav, Magen Amhum. Israel, 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 Betach Bashem. Israel, 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 Yezramu Mainam Hum. Israel, Israel, Betach Bashem, Bezram Mainam Hum. Israel, Israel, Betach Bashem, Bezram.
Ready? Here we go.
Israel, 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 Betach Bashem. Israel, 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 Yezamu Maginam Hum. Israel, 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 Betach Bashem. Israel, 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 Yezamu Maginam Hum. Israel, 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 Betach Bashem. Israel, 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 Yezramu Maginam Hum. Yezramu Maginam Hum, now, now. Yezramu Maginam Hum, 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 oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Glory.
little bit of Spanish now just to get used to it. Everybody knows what language they speak in heaven, right? What language do they speak in heaven? Hebrew with a Spanish accent. So you have to get it all together. Here we go. Jerusalén, tierra sagrada, la prometida, viejo refugio del sol. Jerusalén, clara y dorada, muda resistes, siglos de guerra y dolor. Subiendo voy, pues el camino, pues el destino, y a mis pasos matijos va a empezar. De tus lamentos, mi tierra santa, Jerusalén. Jerusalén, antigua y joven, muda resistes, siglos de guerra y dolor. Jerusalén, con esperanza, desde tus muros, canta un mensaje de amor. Trae la paz a los hermanos, sin diferencia de origen y religión universal, madre de todos, con fe te canto, hermosa Jerusalén. Sé que me escuchas, tus rocas vibran, lates como un corazón. Jerusalén, rompe barreras, une a los pueblos, enseña un mundo mejor. Alta inmortal, novia del cielo, hermosa brilla con esa gracia especial. Recíbeme, soy peregrino, bíblica reina, Jerusalén. Jerusalén, dueña del tiempo, Babel sin torre, verdad y contradicción. Jerusalén, sabia imponente, mezcla tus lenguas en una sola oración. Desde el ayer, así el futuro, tu brisa eleva la voz a una ancestral. Es el cantar, sueño eterno, bendita sea Jerusalén. Here we go. Andando el sendero añorado, por el piedra contigo he soñado. Hoy te cito tantas memorias, a mis pies fiel revela la historia. Sé que guardas un celo, un tesoro, el origen, principio de todo. Es la fe por amor, por la vida, mi tierra santa, Jerusalén. Oh yeah, Gloria a Dios, hallelujah. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. And if you feel like dancing, you have to come up right here to the front. He is a mighty, mighty, mighty God. The Lord God, the Lord God, the Lord God reigns. Can I have a little more track, please? A little more music? Just turn it up a bit for me. Thank you. He is a mighty God. A little more, bro. A little more. A little more. Bring it up. Come on. You can do this. I know you can. Just turn it around a little bit. Rabbi, help him, please. I need a little more track. The Lord. The Lord reigns. The children of Israel came to the brink But the Lord still reigns. He's still mighty, and he still reigns. Great came to Israel to the brink where he led them through, letting Pharaoh sing. Then the children were dancing as old Pharaoh sank down, lifting up a mighty joyful sound, singing, great is the Lord Almighty, he is Lord, he is God indeed. Oh, great is the Lord Almighty, he is God supreme. Oh, great is the Lord Almighty, he is Lord, he is God indeed. Oh, great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord has prayed. The Lord reigns. He is a mighty God. The Lord God, he reigns. The Lord reigns. He is a mighty God. The Lord God, he reigns. When the children of God went down to Jericho town, the Lord said, children, just walk around. So for seven whole days, walked around that great wall, till the Lord said, shout, watch it fall. Children, great is the Lord Almighty, he is Lord, he is God indeed.
Great is the Lord Almighty, he is Lord, he is God indeed.
Oh, great is the Lord. I said, great is the Lord. Oh, oh, oh. Great, 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 the Lord reigns. He is a mighty God, the Lord God, he reigns. The Lord reigns. He is a mighty God, the Lord God, he reigns. When his children were dying and lost in our sin, well, my Lord died, oh, but he rose again. Ooh, we want to thank you for taking my blame. Come on, let's thank him. Thank you, Yeshua. We praise. Someone praise his name. Praise his name. Great is the Lord Almighty. He is Lord. He is God indeed. Oh, great is the Lord Almighty. He is God supreme. Oh, great is the Lord Almighty. He is Lord. He is God indeed. Oh, great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord Almighty. He is Lord. He's God indeed. Great is the Lord Almighty. He is God supreme. Oh, great is the Lord Almighty. He is Lord. He's God. Great is the Lord. Gotta be great, gotta be great, gotta be great, gotta be great, gotta be great. Don't you know he is great, great is the Lord. The Lord reigns. He is a mighty God, the Lord God, he reigns. The Lord God, the Lord God, the Lord God reigns. He is a mighty God, the Lord, my God, he, you reign. Yes, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Oh, yeah. One more or two. Come on, these are all things we're going to need when we leave at when we leave these doors. People are going to be looking at us and saying, why are you so special? Why aren't you afraid? Why don't you have your shaking in your boots? Why aren't you hiding? Well, you're hiding. You're not hiding because you don't need to hide. You see, you've got the Lord and you've got His Holy Spirit in front of you. But you've got to be the warriors. You've got to be the soldiers. You've got to be the people that God has entrusted with His words inside of you. Are you those people? Are you those people when you go outside and you don't want anybody to know who you are, so you hide your face or you take your kippah off or you're not wearing a kippah or you're just, you know, don't want to talk about it? So somebody says to you, who are you? You start talking to them in a language that doesn't exist. Have you ever tried that? Like sheep, we have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. He was oppressed and afflicted, but did not say a word. Like a lamb that was led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb, so he bridled his own tongue. Surely, surely, he has borne our sins, and surely they were all laid upon him. He was pierced for our transgression of Torah, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And by his stripes we are healed. We are healed. We are healed. Well, bless the Lord. Thank you very much, dancers. Don't go away. Just have a seat for a little bit and just give you a little bit of a break because I'm, you know, so many things I could tell you up here. But I'm just going to ask you, you know, because this is going to maybe seem a little silly to you. I just got back from a long trip to Australia. I was in Australia for 2.5 weeks. And the first congregation I went to that in Australia, which means that I was like hanging upside down because I'm on the other side of the world, you know. And I went to a Spanish congregation in the middle of Sydney, Australia. I mean, it was like, it just blew my mind. The first thing I sang, as I did today, as I usually do, is I sang the Shema, and then I sang Pray for the Peace of Jerusalem. Now, you heard me sing Pray for the Peace of Jerusalem here today. That's Psalm 100. Go look it up. 122. Go find it somewhere. Someone find it in the scriptures because I'm going to ask you to read it. Come on. You brought a Bible, right, here? No, Jonathan, I came here to dance and have fun. Not today, you didn't. I mean, it's great to have fun, and it's great to dance, but dance is a form of prayer to me. When I see people dancing, I'm not looking at them dancing. I'm looking at them praying. Sister, did you find that? Would you find, I think the first one is, I was glad when they said, let us stand. Okay, what you read up to verse 6, nice and loud.
judicial to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones and judgments, the thrones of the house of David.
Everybody can hear her over there? Can you all hear her? Okay, go ahead, sister. Go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. That's six now. You started in six. Okay, hang on to six for a moment. Okay, so I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. That's where we are. We're in the house of the Lord today. And I'm glad that I'm here, right? Because out there, it's not so much fun. But in here, it's definitely having we're definitely having a good time. But verse 6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, why do you think, and I ask the same question to usually congregations that really don't know much about Messianic anything. The word Messianic, they confuse with Masonic, which, you know, we know is not the correct word. And we know it means something else, and we may look a little bit alike, but it's definitely not not the right word. So, Messianic. So why are we praying for the peace of Jerusalem? Who wants to answer that? There are let's just read it first. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Go ahead and read it nice and loud, because.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love thee.
Wait a minute. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper who love you. Remember, that's the first promise. Next. Go ahead.
Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces.
And what happens when there's peace in their walls and prosperity within the palaces? So, when you, first of all, when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're blessed with prosperity. It doesn't say what kind of prosperity, so I'm assuming it's spiritual prosperity, since that's worth more than any other kind of prosperity. And the second thing is, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now seek your good. But there's a fourth and fifth verse. Would you please read those? For the sake? So wait a minute. If you say, may peace be within you, what happens to you? Who can answer that? She just read it. What? Well, your congregation gets blessed on that third one. If you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, there are three promises so far. Go ahead and read the rest of that, sis. Okay, so you got three promises. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They will prosper who love you. That means if you pray for the peace. Now, I know you already pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm just not sure that you know why you're praying, other than the fact that the rabbi tells you to do it. But there's another reason. God is telling us to do it. And something happens when we do listen to the word of God. Something happens. Obedience breeds something wonderful. A blessing. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You get prospered if you bless. But who else is prospered? Why else do we pray for the peace of Jerusalem? Why else? Anybody else beside the sister who read it? For my brothers and my friends. So, I prosper. My family prospers if they pray for the peace of Jerusalem. One more prayer. One more promise. What's the third and last promise? Anybody? For the sake of the house of the Lord, Carol, thank you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. So why do we pray for the peace of Jerusalem? God tells us yes. Why else? Why, though? Why? Somebody answer me that question. We just answered it. I just want to see if you're listening. It's very important, because when you leave here today, you are going to have this knowledge inside of you. And when your enemies look at you, the more you build up against them, which is knowledge, knowledge is power, knowledge of the word, knowledge of what it says in the word. And all I am is a singer. So that's all I'm, presenting to you today. All I'm doing is presenting the words of a song called Pray for the Peace of Jerusalem. And I'm letting you know that there are promises made when you do that. Oh, sure, we do it. Well, we're messianic. No, that's not why you pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You pray for the peace of Jerusalem because you're blessed. You also pray for the peace of Jerusalem because your family is blessed. How many people want their families blessed? Well, we all say we want them blessed. How many people are blessing the Lord in praying for his nation every day? And the congregation succeeds. Your pastors, your ministers, your rabbis. So I'm going to sing this song. And I want you to know if you're ready to go outside. I want to know if you're really ready to face what we're going to be facing in the next few months coming up. I want to know if you're really hiding in here, or are you getting strong in here? Are you in a gymnasium adding to yourself here? Or are you in some place that you can just go and feel good? Make me feel good. When I walked through the door, I sense. Okay, I'm gonna give you a shot. I'm gonna sing this song, and it's okay if you're not ready to face what we have to face. But it is not okay if you don't pray for it. If you don't come up to the altar of God and say, "Lord, I want to be that soldier. I want to have inside of me so that when I'm looked at by the enemies of God, they're going to know that you're in there." Now, if you do want to do that, you can come right up here to the altar. 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 Okay, we got the rabbis. We've got some of the elders here. They're going to pray with you while we sing, while this, because we got to get ready, man. Right, Rabbi? We got to be ready.
We are standing on holy ground.
Okay, if you want to be prayed for, turn around and ask the rabbi to come up and pray with you, because he's here. So is Pastor Bill. And you have some elders here as well. So just turn around, tell the rabbi you want him to pray with you. Go ahead.
Let us praise Yeshua now. We are standing in your presence on holy ground.
Lord, everywhere we tread, we want it to be holy ground. Everywhere we walk. And everywhere we walk, we want people to look at us and know that they can't just look at us and hurt us. That they've got to get through you to get to us. And we know that's not going to happen. So, Lord, we thank you for watching over us and for girding us in your strength and mercy, for making us soldiers in your heavenly hosts, Lord, that we might represent you and your army on this earth, which is crumbling before our eyes. But Lord, we don't have to worry about that. We have your helper. We have your strength. We have your mercy. We have your unconditional love. So help us, Abba. Help us. Worship you. Done praying for yourself, pray for your kids.
Hallelujah.
Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren.
Hallelujah.
We did it last night. We're going to do it today. This little girl right there, you can pray for her right where she is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, make us a strong army. Lord, do with one person that you can do with 10,000, so we might fulfill your word. Abba, help us not to look good, but to be good, to be inside strong and ready and good. Lord, we pray for our children and our children's children, that we would encourage them to have you as their shield.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 When I look into your holiness and I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. Okay, so if you need more prayer, we're still here for you. When I find the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. Yes, Lord, the reason I live is to worship. The reason I live is to worship. In my soul, I cry, Abba, Father, my Abba, Father, I will never cease loving you. My Abba, my daddy, deep within my soul, I cry. Abba, Papa, Abba, my Papa, I will never cease loving you.
I will never cease
loving,
loving you.
We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is all I long to do. We give you praise, for you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. No, 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 no. There is none like you, Heavenly, Heavenly Father. There is none like you. Oh, the beauty. There is none like you.
So, Abba, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the things that you've given to us, the things that we have yet to receive, that we know we will. We thank you for our children and our grandchildren. Help us to teach them the way you teach us, Lord. Help us to look at them the way you look at us, Lord. Help us to love them unconditionally the way you love us, Abba. Each and every one in this building today is a soldier in your army. We are grateful for the love you have for us.
As Jonathan was speaking, I think the Lord just gave me a word for today. He told you why you should pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and I will tell you why you will prosper if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem. When Jerusalem is at peace, the world is at peace. When Jerusalem is in turmoil, the world is in turmoil. What is going on in Europe has been going on in Israel since 1948. In its blindness, the world has turned and declared the aggressors the victim and the ones who defend themselves the aggressor. We're living in an age of delusion that is just incomprehensible. It is unimaginable. And it just occurred to me that over the course of the last couple of weeks, Europe as a whole, and more specifically Germany and France, have decided to take inventory against Israel, to label certain products, to ban certain things, to condemn Israel. And they are now facing, from the same enemy, the very same attack. I don't know if you've seen the footage from what is happening in Germany, but there is complete chaos in Germany. Hundreds of thousands wandering down the streets. Police are bleeding in the streets. The police are bleeding in the streets because they are being overrun. They are being attacked. Germany is at a point of crisis. France has entered into that point of crisis. In Sweden, refugee centers, induction centers are being burned by the Swedish people. Buses are being overturned. The populace of Europe is rising up against its leaders right now in many of the countries because they recognize what's fixing to happen. What has just happened in France. That's not the last time we'll see this. Gird up your loins. This will become a common news story. And I believe as I was listening to Jonathan, I don't think there is any coincidence that they have just, in the last couple of weeks, in France and in Germany, come against Israel for reacting to these attacks. People walking up, this video after video of people standing there talking to somebody, reaching into a pocketbook, coming out and trying to stab people. People stabbing elderly, people stabbing children. And Israel was condemned as the aggressor for fighting back and killing the person with the knife. And France just went through precisely the same thing. And the response of France's president today was, I can't remember the word. Their response, I think he said, would be ruthless. The very word he used to condemn Israel. That Israel is being ruthless, aggressive, responding overwhelmingly. I don't know what an overwhelming response to having a child or an 80-year-old woman stabbed is. I don't know how you can overreact to such things. But of course, I am no one. There is a spiritual dynamic to what we're facing right now. And the more our nation condemns Israel, the more we do not allow Israel to respond to the evil that is within her midst, the more we're going to suffer the very same thing. But we are also bringing in hundreds of thousands of Syrian warriors for ISIS. I mean, people want to call them refugees, but they're not refugees. They already found out one of the guys in Paris was a Syrian refugee. Quote unquote. They're still calling them refugees. Refugees don't have Kalashnikovs. Refugees don't have grenades. Refugees don't blow people up. They've been importing ISIS into their country, and we have leaders who wish to do the same. They have been condemning Israel for fighting the very same enemy. And now they are in the midst of the fray. And their response is going to be greater than Israel. Israel has kept its freedom. They have not imposed martial law. They have decided to allow their people to live freely. They've decided to kill the bad guys instead of lock up the good guys. France is on lockdown. There is martial law. The French are going to lose many freedoms over this, and they won't be one lick more secure. Not even a little bit. We're not secure here. We're being lied to continually. It was just 3 days ago when they told us that there's been no significant increase in airport security over the last 5 years. The last report was 95% of Homeland Security guys who tried to smuggle weapons and explosives onto planes got through. 95%. That means with all the calories burnt taking your shoes off, having you strip searched, x-rayed, interrogated, we've stopped 5% of the explosives and the guns that the NFA, the NSA, excuse me, has tried to get on those planes. Homeland Security, National Security Agency, etc. They're all involved. I've got friends who've been involved in this for the last 10 years. We're no safer. We're just less free. It was Adams or Franklin, my mind is not clear right now, who said, he who is willing to give up his liberty for security in exchange for security will wind up with neither. You won't be secure, and you won't have any liberty. That's the way France is handling it. It's the way Germany will handle it. It's the way Sweden will handle it. Israel has chosen not to handle it in such a fashion. You can still walk the streets, but they have decided on a different tack. They will kill the bad guys, not lock up the good guys. And the world continues to give Israel grief. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem because we will prosper, because nobody prospers during war. That is a time of depletion. In peace, we prosper. And if Israel has peace, we will have peace. Pray that the nations of the world would rise up and stand with, not against, the nation of Israel. We're going to take up an offering for our brother that the Lord might continue to use him to travel all around this world and bring this message, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, to stand. When you stand with Israel, you don't stand with a people. You stand with God, because God stands with Israel. And that message is being diluted and negated these days. God and Israel, according to man, has been given a divorce. God and Israel, according to God, can never be divorced. You're going to make out a check, make it out to Roy Israel. We'll gather it up with last night's offering and give him one paper instead of hundreds. Thank you, Father, for this day and for our brother and for the gift of worship that you have bestowed upon him and filled him up with your Holy Spirit with. Even as Yuval, whom you caused to make and play instruments, you have caused this one to sing. You have made his instrument in his voice. He has continued to sing your praises for decades, and may he continue for decades more if you tarry. I lift up this offering to you, Lord God, that you might use it to spread your word, spread your name. May my brother be successful in causing many to stand, not just with Israel, not with a nation, not with a people, but stand with you and everything you stand for, which just happens to be that nation and that people. In Yeshua's precious and holy name, amen. You want to sing another one, or you want to sit there and just look good? If you're not from New York, you don't understand this. If New Yorkers don't give each other grief, it means we don't love each other. It's an odd thing, but that's New York.
Oh, I really like this one. Brand new song. You probably never heard it before, but let me know if you do.
if you like it.
Ose shalom bimroma. Oyase shalom aleinu. V'alkol Yisrael v'imru imru amen. Yaaseh shalom, yaaseh shalom. You can dance, bro. Shalom aleinu v'alkol Yisrael. Yaaseh shalom, yaaseh shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Yaaseh shalom, yaaseh shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Yaaseh shalom, yaaseh shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Yaaseh shalom, yaaseh shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Yaaseh shalom, oh yaaseh shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yaaseh shalom, oh yaaseh shalom. Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Vimru,
amen. Rabbi, and you.
Just so you're not discouraged, Islam kills people. Our God saves them. In Northern Africa, some of the ministries that we're in touch with, they're reporting that a total of, just in the north of Africa, in excess of 6 million Muslims leave Islam every year, and they're drawn unto the love of our Lord. So yeah, the devil is real busy these days, but get your eyes on God too, because he's been a little busy also. Receive the blessing of the Lord today and the anointing that comes with that blessing, the anointing of peace. Because if you look for peace anyplace else, might as well quit. You'll be disappointed. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you peace. Receive his blessing. Yivarech Adonai b'yishmarichu. Yair Adonai p'navelecha V'chunichu. So what I know. Panavilcha v'yahasem l'cho. Shalom. Mishum Yeshua Mishachinu, Sar HaShalom. In the blessed name of our Messiah Yeshua, the Prince of Peace, and all God's children would say, Amen. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom.